too bad.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, we tried to stay in the on the patio for a little while, and then we got rained on, and everyone had to go inside.
Yeah, no. When I'm at the beach, or when you're in Mexico, like, and it's hot, but then it rains. It only rains for like an hour, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
And then it's so hot that you're thinking that you stayed in the rain for an hour. Yeah. Because
ugh, and it's dries, humid there.
It dries in 3 minutes your body and or your clothes and
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So it's yeah. So I hear you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go on with a little more music, and then yeah. Let's see what stands ahead of us in the next round of discussion here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour.
J'ai comme envie que ce soit
Welcome back to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. As you guessed again, I am El Dr. Mysterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded and traditional Coast Salish territory and its waterways in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us also online at cjsf.ca, also through the app for your smartphone, Android, or iOS. And you can find all past, present, and future podcasts at cjsf.ca/contents. Here it goes, dr-mysterio-happy-hour. Jesus, sounds like a bloody password for your computer. Anyway, we are here with Dr. Kimberly. As believe it or not, she's still with us.
Hola.
And now we have a new guest. She is a first-timer, so please be gentle with her. You can say she's a radio virgin, whatever, both. We have here with us, her artistic name is Huerca. Huerca, go. How are you, Huerca?
I am really good. It sounds amazing, the Huerca Go.
Yes, Huerca Go.
Yeah, because in Spanish it's not sounds
don't worry.
That beautiful.
Well, we'll explain it to them in the Spanish show in Yuca Stereo. Yes, and I guess we can do the PCA now. So Yuca Stereo is coming up in about 66 minutes and 66 seconds. Mm. And yeah, we'll switch languages to Spanish. And I think Señor Chipotles and Viajes Chapa join us today, so we'll see about that, but that's the agenda at least. So, Huerca, how easy or difficult it was to get here to the station? You can be honest.
Yeah, well, it was not that hard to start with. Like, I did Google search, Google Maps. I've never kind of been in SFU as, you know, like... just dropping off people. But when I arrived here, I was like getting into different driveways that they were the opposite way. And I was like, ooh, like reverse, you know, back up, wrong
you're,
way.
You're so lucky there's no transit police here at SFU. Otherwise, you will never have made it.
Yeah, two of those. And then I was like, okay, so just go where you saw that R5 bus. So just make a U-turn.
That was very smart. Let me tell you, that was very smart to do.
That's what you told me to do. But
exactly. I didn't want to mention that, but... not only I told you to do that, but no, it was smart to do for you to say, okay, let's go back to the basics.
But this Huerca usually doesn't listen. Usually does whatever she wants to on her brain.
Well, I think all the Huercas do that. Even Dr. Kimberly does that, but...
I don't know if I like the word Huerca. I feel like it's an insult.
Well, believe it or not, it's not. It's not an insult.
Okay.
I mean, it's similar to calling you gal, but but even like
or
a little
girl.
Or girl, yes, yeah. But a little more regionalized.
Yeah.
Because Huerca is used in the northeast of Mexico.
Yeah.
So Nuevo León and those areas.
So what part of Mexico are you from?
Monterrey. Yeah, and it depends how they call you Huerca. Like, if you're mad and they call you Huerca, you know, it's like, yes. But they can call you even Huerquilla, like means you little girl, please come over here, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't take offense anymore.
Yeah, no. No,
it's not offensive. We wouldn't be, she wouldn't be calling herself, well,
true.
I don't know about
true,
that.
True,
yeah.
She might be calling herself anyway, but we wouldn't be calling her that if it was offensive, is my point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, so, you know, there's some other lingo for that, you know, can be chamaca.
Yeah.
Can be escuincla.
Escuincla.
Can be,
chiquilla.
Chiquilla, yeah. So, you know, so depending on the region in Mexico.
Niña?
Niña is the official word.
Oh, that's official. I know that word.
There you go. Oh, somebody.
I only know it from
some sugar daddy has called you mi niña or something.
No.
That's okay. We won't tell Steve, so don't worry about it.
No, I just know it from El Niño and La Niña.
There you go. Somebody listens or pays attention to the weather news, at least.
I do.
Or is concerned about the planet.
Yes, that's it.
Or watches a lot of Discovery channel shows?
Sure.
Or all of the above?
All of the above.
Oh, that's pretty good. So anyway, yeah, so that's the name. And yeah, it's not offensive. So
no. Okay, good.
Now, the second part, when you put everything together, it is, but
oh, yeah,
not huerca.
But you know what? I used that one because of my last name. It starts with G-O. So then I was like, oh, huerca, G-O.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I put it together.
I see.
And then when I said it, we started laughing because they were like, oh my God.
When you say it in Spanish, when you say it to like one line in Spanish, it means something completely different. But
good to know.
Yes.
Like something like
which is where we're saying huerca, G-O.
Where did she go?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Huerca, G-O or huerca, go.
Yeah.
Like go. Do a little pause between the two words. Okay, with all this excitement, I forgot to tell our beautiful audience what we just listened to. And I know that it was a long set, but sometimes you have to do things that, you know, off air that require a little more of your concentration and time. And I'm not necessarily talking about going to the washroom, but maybe there are also other things that require your concentration and time besides going to the washroom. Anyway, so we listened to our sisters and brothers from another mother, Golosa La Orquesta from Santiago de Chile. Mm-hmm. And we listened to the song El Chasqui, a live version from their album Radio Escuchas Conscientes, like conscious radio listeners will be something like the translation. I don't have a translation for El Chasqui.